on the water or deep in the woods, this is Willie Outdoors, brought to you by Mossy Oak Properties Heart Realty and Barren River Deer Processing. Now, here's your host, Ralph Gentry.
Hello again there, friends. This is Ralph Gentry coming to you with Willie Outdoors on the Big Willie 94.1. The weather is once again becoming nice enough to get out and get our fishing lines wet. But before you do, be sure to get your fishing license renewed for this year to avoid being the recipient of a fishing citation. I know that we're all getting cabin fever, especially when the temperatures start getting back to the norm for this time of year. We're still several feet above the summer pool for Barren River Reservoir, which is 552 feet. So once the water starts clearing up, you may want to launch your boat and try the shallows and the coves. While you're at it, try your luck at some of the stick-ups. Crappie may or may not be easily found. Tossing some jigs with a slow retrieval or live minnows under a bobber. Whatever waters you're fishing, be sure of the regulations concerning the size limits and possession limits. If you're boating, check your equipment to be sure you're meeting the requirements of what you must have in your boat, especially with having a life vest for everyone aboard. Life preservers worn will prevent more. If you haven't already gotten a fishing or boating guide, be sure to pick one up or check online with fw.ky.gov for more information on regulations. I recently attended the National Wild Turkey Federation Convention and Outdoor Show in Nashville. I had the opportunity to talk to Adam Davis from Buck Gardner Calls, and here's part of that conversation. From a beginner's point of view, what type of call would you recommend for turkey hunters?
Hey Ralph, thanks for having me on. Honestly, from a, let's say, a beginner standpoint, a nice push-pull button call is great. It's simple to use. It's the guy that's just wanting to sit down, get a good turkey sound. A lot of guys go to slate. They're easy to use. Then you have crystal, glass, all in pot calls. You've got your box calls for those days when it's super, super windy. And of course, there's the mouth call. Everybody's going to use a mouth call when they sit down and they can't really have their hands free. But, you know, back to the question, I would say if you can get your hands on a good push-pull call, that's probably the best place to start for a beginner.
Well, thank you, Adam. Thanks for the advice. I'd even forgotten about the push-pull calls. But, yeah, you're right. As long as you have a little chalk on them, they operate good and smooth, and they do have a good sound to them. Now, you're located in Memphis, Tennessee, correct?
Yes, we're in Memphis, Tennessee. Been based in the Memphis, Tennessee area since 1996.
96, so you've been around a while. Is there any other kind of advice that you would like to send out to some of the new or seasoned turkey hunters?
Man, just get out there and hunt. Participation in our industry tends to decline year after year. Get out, enjoy the outdoors, and have fun.
If you're interested in any more of the information that Buck Gardner has at their website, you can check them out at buckgardner.com. As a reminder, please help support our sponsors by contacting them and letting them know that you heard their sponsorship mentioned on Willie Outdoors on 94.1. Check them out, Mossy Oak Properties, Heart Realty, Agents Richard Hines and Paul Thomas, Barren River Deer Processing with Casey Elmore and his crew down there for all your processing needs. And they do, by the way, offer for sale beef and hogs as well. Check them out if you're interested in becoming a sponsor of Willie Outdoors and getting yourself mentioned on our shows. Feel free to contact us here at the station. And as always, thanks for listening. Until next time, this has been Ralph Gentry with Willie Outdoors.